Dearest listeners, Casey here. I won't be co-hosting the show this week due to my shooting schedule, but I have a very important announcement. And no, it is not the fact that I was recently named the most beautiful 40-year-old by People magazine in their beautiful at any age section in their iconic most beautiful issue. I am not here to talk about the fact that I am now definitively the most beautiful 40-year-old on the planet. Although, please know, I promise to serve out my tenure with grace and dignity and be a voice for all the voiceless 40-year-olds out there. My deepest condolences at this time to all 40-year-olds not afforded this highest of honors. I would say maybe next year, but of course, this was the only year you could win this particular award that I have been told is not an award. No. I am here to announce for real that on Thursday, April 29th, a very special live bitch sesh extravaganza hosted by Miss June Diane Raphael and Queen Danielle Schneider has been put together for the release of my memoir, The Wreckage of My Presence. This will kick off my book tour. I'm so excited to share this book with you as I truly, truly wrote it for you all. Book sesh live, as we're calling it, you're welcome, will include a little chat about the book between June and I, a short little chat followed by a full-blown bitch sesh live show with June as our guest. The price of entry, there is no ticket price, but rather the price of entry is purchasing the book. Please go to events.loopedlive.com/bitchsesh. That's event.looped, L-O-O-P-E-D, live, live.com/bitchsesh. Or you can go to my Instagram at Casey Rose Wilson for a link. You should be following me anyway. And it's super easy to do. If you have previously purchased a book and want to attend the event, please, again, go to my Instagram for info on how to send a screen grab of your receipt. And you will also receive a link to attend the show. But again, this is so long and I'm so very sorry. If you haven't yet purchased a book starting from April 9th on to attend the event, you will need to buy your book through this particular bookseller. All info found in Casey's Instagram. Thank you so much. And also, please know that this ain't a janky Zoom. It will look terrific on an incredible platform and we will look terrific and attractive. The show will be interactive with you all. We're going to have lots of fun surprises planned. So join us April 29th at 5:30 West Coast time, 8:30 East Coast. Link to purchase in my Instagram bio. Lastly, just stay tuned for a little more info on my book tour, which will include sit-down virtual chats with Kristen Wiig, Adam Pally, Z-Way, Andrew Rannells, and Jesse Klein. Thank you so much for letting me bend your ears on this. I'm truly so grateful to you all and for all the support I've received about this book. It means so much to me. Enjoy the show. Guest hosted by Dream Boat and Dream Human, Brian Safi. Take care, everyone.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Bitch Sesh. I know we had sort of last week off, though we did make a special announcement because of the... because of everything going on in the world. And by the world, I mean our world of Salt Lake City. It's a very small world. Now, Casey isn't here today. She's shooting. But we have, I didn't need a guest because this person is a guest and a co-host wrapped in a riddle and cash, just like Erica Jane. I love this person so much. We haven't seen him since the beginning of the pandy. And I feel like it's a nice bookend. I feel like we're getting a lot of people at the beginning and what I hope to be the end, God willing, my God willing, of this terrible, terrible time in this world. But please welcome to the virtual stage. This person is the co-host of all your favorite podcasts and products. He co-hosts Attitudes, Ask Rana, Groceries. He also is a television star on the shows 911 and You. Please welcome Brian Safi.
It is so wonderful to be treading these boards with you again, Danielle. I gotta say, I'm so happy to be on the stage with you. Anytime, I was telling you before, anytime I get an email from you in my inbox, I just brighten up because I just love you and the show so much. So I'm so
you stoked. Are a fan of Fave by it. Like a million. You'll never, I mean, people request you all the time, more than they request my presence, I feel.
Absolutely not true, but you know, I live, breathe bleed for my fans. You know this.
So, you know what you do. You bleed for all of your
fans.
I
do it all for them and Louis B. Mayer. Those are the people I live for in this world. So
I know. You really have. And though Louis B. Mayer does, you know, R.I.P. many, by about a century. By about a century, R.I.P.
Yes.
Huge movie mogul slash misogynist.
Yeah, truly not a good person.
No, a terrible man. Terrible.
That's true. I owe the man
terrible
everything.
Terrible man. Yeah. I need to check in with you. So how have you been since the year?
Sure.
That I haven't seen you.
I mean, God.
You look fantastic.
As do you, by the way. The pandemic's done wonders for us.
Your skin has never been brighter.
You know what? I'm just going to lay my cards on the table. I do the enhance your appearance on the Zoom.
Okay, good for you.
I've got a little bit of a
light. I haven't figured that out. You would think a year on Zoom would I would have gotten.
Yeah, you know what? It's such a mind fuck though, because then like I was on like I was doing an Ask Ron a live show a while ago, and we did that like on location, you know, services
yes,
thing.
Yes.
They don't have the enhance your appearance. So I was on there and I was like, is something wrong with the lighting or like da da da? And I was so thrown off. So it's really just like a lie that my skin looks like it does right now because it's just
for the live Zoom shows. I had our makeup artist Kathleen, who is really Casey's. I say our, but Casey is nice and sometimes lucky enough to be blessed by her hands.
Sure.
But she told us about this light that literally, like, I don't have a nose and a mouth when that light is down with me. Like, it washes me out in such a beautiful way that I have no features.
Yep.
And that's the goal.
That's always the goal. But yeah, I haven't seen you since, because I think you're right. The last time we did this together, I think it was like around the New York premiere, which was like, at the beginning of the pandemic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so this is a nice bookend. But everything's been good with me. I mean, thank God, but nothing crazy. I've definitely like hibernated in a wonderful way, I think.
Yes.
And I'm sort of ready to
be
unleashed now.
Yes, you're a bear ready.
That's right. That's right.
Come out of hibernation and get that honey.
Honey, I need to climb up into that dumpster and roll around in it, because I've been in these woods too long.
Too long. I've been in this bear cave.
That's
way
right.
too long.
How have you been? Yeah. How's your journey been?
Well, I've become a terrible parent during
this. I truly doubt it.
Ugh, I'm the worst. I mean, I was okay before, and it's just gone downhill. Like yesterday, my poor daughter, I took her to the park, you know, to let her roll around in some muck, you know, as they need. Run her like a dog.
Absolutely. Get her exhausted.
Do.
Yes.
Yeah, get her exhausted and tired.
Right.
And sadly, she got stung by a bee.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she like got, and so we're doing an outside play date because that's all we can do now, you know. And her friends run over and they're like, Cindy got stung by a bee. And for some reason, I decided to just take my time walking over.
Was it a conscious choice or just that's what you were feeling?
I saw her in the distance and I was like, she's fine.
Yes.
And I just, you know, in an emergency situation, one expects their parent to run.
Right.
And I sauntered at best.
You know what? There's nothing wrong with a sexy swagger
and,
in a park.
Yes, I just wanted to. And can I tell you, the kids are like, run! And I just couldn't get up and go.
Well, I mean, because you've been, imagine you have been 24/7 now.
Yes.
That's tough stuff. No doubt.
I mean,
about
I do have a babysitter. Let's
okay, well, good. But, well, good. I mean, yeah.
So I would say half the day. But I just, and then my daughter said to me, Mommy, why didn't you run?
Oh, no.
I said, I don't know, Sydney.
Right.
Don't know.
I mean, it's like I just saw a Hyundai Sonata commercial. I think it was a Sonata. Uh-huh. I don't remember, but they're at a camp.
Important detail.
Important.
Wait, was it a Sonata? Was it a Sonata?
I know it was a Hyundai. I know it.
Can we pause?
Honestly,
can
I
we
got
find
it.
That?
You know what? I didn't do. I only did my Housewives research. I didn't do my Hyundai research, and that was my fatal flaw.
Fine. Let's assume it's a Hyundai Sonata.
The woman. Okay, so it's a family going camping, and the woman in it. They're like, okay, you ready to go? And she's like, I just need a minute. And she like folds back her chair and just like turns on some music and just breathes. And that was the commercial. And I was like, yeah, get it.
That was me. Yeah. When they were like, your daughter has a bee sting. I was like, I just need a minute.
I just need a minute.
Sat in my Hyundai Sonata. And I
especially because you know she's not allergic, right?
Yes, yeah. I know she's not allergic. But to hear her say, mommy, why don't you run? Yeah. And so then we called my husband from the car later. And
Did you blame him?
No, but she goes, I go, oh, yeah, Cindy got stung by a bee. She stepped on the bee. And she goes, and mommy didn't run.
Killer.
I said she still, anytime we tell the story, the addendum is now, mommy did not run.
That's,
mommy took her sweet ass.
That's tough stuff.
To me. Yeah. And so, and while I was doing it, I said, I should run. Right.
That's actually the best part is you were just like, but you know what? I kind of get it. You're like, okay, I can deal with this in 5 seconds or in 20 seconds.
Yes. And I just knew. I saw her. She was screaming, I got stuck.
Well, that's enough to take your time, honestly.
You know? Yeah, I was just like,
I don't blame you for a beat. I really don't.
I am. But it was, again, not my best look, especially like if I had run towards the end, like if I had come around the corner running, so it looks at least seemed as if
yes,
you know what I mean. If I had come around the corner,
right?
If I had like just put a hustle in my step as I got around,
sprayed
the corner,
yourself
maybe
with water before around the corner.
Yeah, just like I came as fast as I could. Like then I could have at least
sure had the appearance of yeah,
yeah. But I just couldn't. I couldn't even do that. I was just like, woof. Well, it's just.
I'm proud of you for taking those few
Thank
seconds.
Thank you. Yeah. I took me time at the wrong time, but I took some me time.
That's true.
And I'm proud of myself.
During an earthquake, during a hurricane, that's the time for me time.
Yeah, that's the time. Don't panic. Keep calm and carry on, as the Brits say. And that's
exactly
what I
say. Right.
Keep calm and walk.
Yeah. Just walk and walk, just walk. And walk.
Now, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
You know, just to turn it over to Housewives real quick. Where are you? How are you with the Jen Shah
of it all?
Of what happened last week?
Yeah.
And also Erika Jane, I haven't spoken to you till all of these sort of like
right. I
lawsuits. What? How are
okay.
you?
Okay. So with Jen Shah, I mean, pretty much zero surprise, especially what's been especially illuminating is hearing all these interviews with her post this, or even the interviews on Housewives and stuff, and how she was explaining things. And the whole time you're like, you know how Oprah says it's a whisper and then it's a brick wall. The whisper was always there for Jen Shah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Really, if I'm honest, for every single housewife in any franchise.
Yes, they're all pyramid schemes after pyramid schemes after. If you're telling me that like Not for Lazy Moms is not a pyramid scheme, you're out of your mind.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Correct.
Or like even Skinny Girl, I'm like, what's going on?
What's really going? Yeah, exactly. I mean, is she, although I do have to admit, every time I'm in the grocery store, even though I knew it was a failure, I look for the Skinny Girl bologna. I want it so badly.
Can I tell you, I tried to find it for a live show and you cannot
find it.
You can't even find it on eBay. You can't find a Skinny Girl ham to save your goddamn life.
I get worried about her because it doesn't seem, I mean, I'm not that worried, but it doesn't seem like the Skinny Girl thing really has much longevity anymore because no one is attracted to a label like that says Skinny Girl. You know what I mean? Like, that's aspirational.
True. I could see her rebranding in the way that Kentucky Fried Chicken did with the KFC of it all. So if it's called, like, SK Girl,
totally.
Or you know what I mean? Like, I could see the rebrand. You know, she also is shapewear now. I saw her posing yesterday on Instagram with the Skinny Girl shapewear.
Does she really?
Yeah, I also have I have two pairs of Skinny Girl jeans, both of them, one worse than the next.
Really? I was going to say. Yeah. You know who else? Did you see? Oh, okay. Jen Shah, I'll talk about. Okay. Every clue that we've had from the beginning, I love just the way it's all been connected now. I think she's absolutely, I mean, I know it's all alleged. I think she's absolutely guilty of every single one of these things. I think she knew exactly what she was doing the entire time.
Do you think she's the top of the pyramid?
I definitely don't think she's the middle of it. I think she's near the, yeah. I do think she's near top because.
And are we a little proud of her?
I mean, again. You got to have a hustle.
Yeah. You know, in a world where women are trying to break that glass ceiling.
Yeah, 70 cents on the dollar.
Yes. Like, and again, people got hurt, you know, like,
yeah, horrible.
Got money stolen from, and it's terrible. And I hope everyone gets their money back. Yep. And I will say that. But I will say also that, like, in a world where we're always the bottom and the middleman that sort of gets thrown under the bus by some man.
At least she had a plan.
At least she had a plan. Like, are we a little bit proud?
But you know what?
That, like,
I will say that for every one of Jen Shah, there are 100 sort of white men in power who are skating.
Exactly.
I do think her fatal flaw, which, by the way, would be mine too, is if I knew I had a criminal history.
Is going on a reality show when you're committing a crime. Yep.
But I got to say, when I see people like Teresa and Jen, honestly, if I were a con artist and someone were like, but do you want to be on TV? I'd be like, yes, yeah, of course. Like, that's what I've always wanted. You know what?
That was the goal. That was always the end goal.
Exactly. So I would, I would show up bragging about everything I have if that's what the show was. So,
because I think if you're a lot of people who are involved with cons or starting cons are narcissists and sociopaths.
Definitely.
And so you think you're going to get away with it.
Right.
And you don't care about anybody else. So why wouldn't you go on a reality TV show and get away with it again? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, do it in the open.
At that point.
Because you are.
Yes. You think you're infallible. I mean, it's the whole in total hyperbole, it's the sort of can be the Trump thing of like, well, no, I'll keep rising because I get away with it. It's no problem. It's not a big deal. This is, you know,
I've never gotten in trouble before. Right. And I've been pulling shit my whole life.
Exactly.
So again, don't know if she has, but I'm saying the mindset to be committing a crime, could be committing fraud and going on a reality TV.
I think you're right.
I mean, even the mob would be like, when you do all this stuff, like, don't buy a fancy car. Like, that's how you get into
trouble.
Right.
Exactly. But the delusion at that point, and I think, as you said, the narcissism must be so ingrained in you at that point that you just don't see the flaw in it or the way you could ever. You think you are. If you think you are smarter than every other person in the world. Yes. This shit's going to happen.
And that has always been one of my attributes, I will say, is that I don't think I'm smarter than anybody.
I
think I'm a real dumb.
I mean, I truly, with every decision I make, just look to whoever is next to me, even if it's a stranger, and be like, do you think that's okay? Like, there's, you know what I mean? Like, there's just no.
And you can smell shit on me. Like, if I do something wrong, you can smell it.
I do full Felix the Cat eyes. I do hamburger gestures and just like.
Just like, I stole it. Okay, I stole it.
Exactly. Like, it's completely obvious.
Like, I have no game. Like, one time, I might have even told the story in the podcast, but I did, like, an MTV show 100 years ago, like, at the beginning of my career, where basically it was just, like, and it's really a precursor to what I do now. It was, like, before the Real World and the Road Rules, I would just do, like, bumpers where I'm like, that person's an asshole. Like,
Sure, yeah. It translates into a podcast pretty well.
Yeah, like, of course, this is what I was meant to do. But anyway, so I would do this show and they would give me clothes to wear. And my friend who I would do the show with would steal anything that wasn't nailed down, like every like outfit, whatever.
Right.
And I just couldn't. I couldn't take a thing, even though it was like the most fashion I'd ever seen. P.S. They were paying me in like sandwiches.
Oh,
like,
sure.
I was not getting
right.
paid.
So like, as far as I'm concerned, you had every right to take everything to follow her cue. Yeah,
exactly. She was stealing everything. Never got caught. One time, the last day, I took a pair of sunglasses that I'm sure were from like Forever 21.
Right.
I put them in my bag. They called me that night and were like, do you have those sunglasses? And I was like, I sure do.
did you have to like go and return them? Did someone pick them up?
Or? I think I had to bring them back to like 721 Broadway.
Sure.
New York, where the old MTV.
Danielle, we have the same. Right. I mean, that is the kind of stuff that truly happens to me every time where someone's like, just take it or like, just do this. Nobody cares. I'm like, no, but when I do, they seem to care.
Oh, yeah. They do. They smell it on you.
That's right.
Because you weren't meant to do. That's not within your personality. And they can see it. They can feel it. And
I got to say also, hats off once again to Andy Cohen, whoever is the casting on these things. He's such a genius because he's so... Every single one of these women, I was thinking about this the other day, you really can't...
I love how we're thinking about them in our off-time.
I know. Isn't that... That really is, like, atrocious. But it's true.
Oh, my God.
They're so singular. I mean, like, when you even look at, like, the real big, like Teresa, Mikhail, who snuck into the White House.
Oh, Salahi. Yes. I'll never forget.
Yes, Jen Shah. It really is like incredible how they're able to find these people and sort of sniff them out and know what these dynamics might be. It's genius.
Well, someone sent me like Jen Shah's interview tape.
Okay.
And you were like, oh, I would definitely choose
right.
her. Like, I forget what it was, but someone sent it to me. Look, it's on the internet somewhere.
I'll find it.
Also, and they're all just amazing. But what do you think about Jen Shah, like that the Shah Chalet was like rented the whole time?
I have to say, I don't know who owns anything on these shows. Do you know what
not
I mean? Like, because sometimes they really are like, someone will be like, where do you keep the whatever? And they're like, I think it's, I don't know. There's so many times when these women in these rent, in these homes or their vacation homes
yes.
have no idea where anything is. And it's like, because you've never been here.
No, never. They've never set foot. Like, it's just a place they film. But they're using their own money to rent these fucking places. Like, it's crazy.
Why do you think?
Because they're trying to get cast, I guess, and they're right. trying. Because I will say it is, you know, I am watching this thing for the luxury. I am looking at their houses,
definitely.
And there is some real money, and it is wish fulfillment, and so they are trying to keep up and stay on the show and stay on task.
I remember actually at the beginning of, or maybe it was mid season of Dallas this season, mm-hmm. like I was. Fast forwarding through a couple moments or something that I wasn't, which I do sometimes with Dallas, just it's not my number
yes.
one. I do like it. It's just not my number
yes.
one.
Yeah.
But so anyway, it's so funny the way, because I didn't know I was into that sort of thing so much, except when Cameron was like, something like, oh, we're going to go look at the Dream House. I was like, okay, we got to watch that. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're right.
Yes.
I am tapped into the luxury element of these shows.
Of course we are. Or like when you go into like Tiffany's Closet.
Yes.
Like it's amazing. And also again, when we used to like look at like Leanne Locken's sad little like, you
Row
know,
house.
Like sleeper couches.
Yeah.
yeah. Like, and again, that's what I live in. I don't want to see
that's what's so
that.
Funny is like, I look at those things and with Leanne, I'm like, oh God, what a pathetic place. And I'm like, Brian, look around.
I wish I could afford
me
what
too.
She has.
Me too.
So it is, but it's like, but in the realm of things, you're just like, oh my God,
yep.
look at her sad brown couch.
Yes.
But you're like, but you could look in your own house and see
that's
that
the couches you were sitting on that couch. Yep.
Exactly. But it looks so sad when it's on the big screen.
It's true. Especially, yes.
Like Louis B. Mayer said.
Yes.
Many years ago,
he said,
we are the places where dreams are made.
Correct.
Hollywood is where dreams
Hollywood
are made.
And take these pills. You look fat.
Take
right,
these
exactly.
pills, Judy Garland.
Yeah, exactly.
If you want to be in my
right,
movie.
Exactly.
Should we take a little break and then we'll come back and let's do Jersey.
Sure.
And we're back.
All right.
Okay. I have to say, where are you on Jersey right now? Like, how are you feeling about
okay,
Jersey?
Okay. Yeah. I think that this is so Jersey's another one that I'm not as passionate about, except I think this season they've brought it back a little bit.
Me too.
I'm really enjoying it. And,
like, I feel like I don't know if it weren't for COVID, if I would be enjoying it so much because there are, like, I can almost forget COVID in the sense that like they're away, they're at the shore,
yes.
they're at Lake George, like I'm on vacation with them. Though at Nono's party, I was like all caught up in the emotion of Nono's party
right.
and like
the girls with Gia and Melania
yeah,
and Audrina.
Beautiful.
Yes.
But I was also like, oh, it's so beautiful, it's so nice, it's summer. And then all of a sudden I was like, there's like 75 people there and we're in the middle of COVID.
I thought that too was when they were on the phone being like, no, so-and-so's coming and so-and-so is coming and blah, 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 blah. And like, we're going to commission paintings. There's going
yes,
to be
so
gallery
we're
walls.
Some
yes. And then Teresa saying, oh, there were doves at the funeral, so it makes sense that there's swans here. I was just,
yeah.
the whole logic train of that was so amazing. But yeah, there were too many people on that deck.
Yes, it gave me so much anxiety. So it's both. It's a gift and it's a I don't know what the
cautionary tale.
A cautionary tale. And that, like, it's a, I can forget my troubles
yes.
for a minute, but I also am like, why are they forgetting their troubles?
I know. It's so true. But I like this cast a lot. I think this is a solid group, which I guess it's been the same for a few seasons now.
Yes, I love Dolores. I love Margaret.
By the way, one of my favorite moments in this episode was when she... it's always the little thing Margaret's little things Margaret
yes,
does.
Yes, I think I might have said the same one. Tell me what you
I
said.
I love when she goes, Joe, go outside. When she walked outside and saw Joe Gorga after this big fight with Melissa and Joe, and then she came back inside. She goes, is Melissa out here? And he goes, no. And then she looks at her husband and she goes, Joe, go outside.
I had a moment similar to that because it's those little asides from Margaret. She goes, like, this is when Joe Gorga and Melissa were fighting like at night, and she goes, we're gonna sneak out.
Yeah, totally. Let's go get out of here. Let's go upstairs. Yeah.
Just this little asides. I don't know why they make my heart burst.
Me too. It does for me too. It's just like, and because she's the kind of person who says something like that and it doesn't come off as bossy. It comes off as like, right. Like you're like, what do you think, Margaret?
Let's get out of here.
She would be a person who in my life, I would constantly be saying like, what do you think, Margaret? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, and she would have an opinion. There is never a time when Margaret's like, I don't know. Like, she's like, this is what you should do. Absolutely. I'm going to read her book cover to cover.
Oh, me too. Absolutely. She might be my favorite on this franchise, actually. I think she is phenomenal. Her. And I love every little bit. It's sort of like a little bit. It's sort of like with Sonya, where you hang on every word she says.
Yes.
And what you're looking for are the moments she's not the focus of the scene.
Yeah. And what you're looking for is when she's sort of almost off camera.
Right.
Like she doesn't even know she's on
camera
anymore. Like she's not performing her part. She's just being.
Totally.
I'm like, I love her. Now, there was one moment, not this week, but last week, that we didn't get to talk about, which was Melissa knocking over a cheese plate and immediately cleaning it up, which I really appreciate.
I do too. Melissa is someone who in this episode I really felt for. And
yeah.
I am on the side where I think Joe Gorga is, none of that behavior is romantic or cool or anything.
I don't
like
it at all. And I've never been into that sort of like, oh, he loves me, so he controls me. Like, that's not
exactly
a thing that I've ever been attracted to.
And also, like, what I just always also have that thing, not to sound like a total dick, but when someone says like, oh, like, but that's how my dad and mom were. It's like, well, that isn't always aspirational or right.
No.
It's because it is it's old. That's for sure.
And it's also a kid's view into a marriage that's not real.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's like Joe Gorga's view as a 10-year-old into his parents' marriage, what he thought it was, as opposed to the reality of what it was, which is, I'm sure, so much more complex.
Totally.
And so I just, and it's like, yeah, people grow and change in a marriage. Like, I just like can't get that behind that whole, like, you're a different person now because you have a fucking.
Well, I sure hope you're a different person than you were 20 years ago or whenever the hell.
Exactly. And it's just like, so that's always I hate that quality.
I do too.
And I want Melissa to grow.
And me too.
Now, my question to you is, Jackie.
Yeah.
Now, last week, not this week, but last week when she got hysterical about the stuff with Seth, who I'm very attracted to her husband.
Me too.
Yeah, he is.
And I don't really even know why. Like, he's zero my type in every way, but there's something about him I really like.
I don't know. Yeah, I really like him too. Though all of them are so red-faced.
And oh my God. Yeah, truly. Like, true. And this is all I'm going to say. I don't know that it's a sunburn. That's what I'll say.
Do you think it's alcohol?
I think it's a few different combos of something. Yeah.
A lot of red. But because I've been on Jackie's side for so long.
Yeah.
But when she was hysterical.
Yeah.
Last week, I was like, Jackie, pull it together.
Yeah, I have to say, I have honestly never really liked her, even though I think she's always right, especially when it comes to Teresa. Like, she is.
Yes.
She's always on the right side of it. Because poor Teresa at this point is really just, she, I think, might be the only star housewife who has no other gig. And it's really depressing just because.
She has her cookbooks.
She does have her cookbooks.
And she was a weightlifter for a hot sec.
That's true. But those aren't probably paying the bills.
You don't think so?
Well, the weightlifting might be. You're right.
Okay.
It might be. Okay. It might. And of course, who doesn't own her cookbooks? You know, I mean, that's.
Yes. We've all.
Who doesn't own?
Her and the barefoot Contessa.
Absolutely.
I have them all.
I put cumin in everything.
Do you think she, do you think that, and I'm going to ask you this honestly, yeah. do you think Teresa has ever read her book,
no.
her regular
nope.
book, cover to cover?
No.
Or like even a page?
I don't. I actually literally don't think she's ever read her own book.
I would agree with
yeah.
you on that.
I don't think she
couldn't tell you.
Nope. She couldn't tell you. Mm-mm. But Teresa is so fascinating, mm-mm. I think, especially now for me, because she's obviously, I went through the whole thing. When I wasn't watching Jersey, it was really because I could not stand her. She was such a yes. sociopath, and she still probably is. But
oh, for
yeah,
sure.
But so just like, but now you look at her and it's sort of sad because she really is just playing this character who's awful, will do whatever it takes to keep this gig. And I don't know. I mean, she was well-behaved this episode. Like, she was great.
She was well-behaved. You know? Yes, yes.
Like, she wasn't totally outlandish. But I am. Oh, and by the way, I know I'm, like, jumping around all over the place, but.
No, it's fine.
I live for. What's a name that can get Melissa really razzled and jealous?
Oh, Realtor Giselle. Realtor Giselle. Realtor I mean, they really did peg her.
It like, really did. You know what? It got me too. Like, I was sitting on the couch being like,
me too.
Yeah. Being like, that is so fucked up. I would absolutely.
I would be feeling. I was like, why is he going? Because he is pulling that Joe Gorga stuff. Because remember, I mean, not Joe Gorga, Joe Giudice.
Or whatever.
You remember
you say.
When they were,
yes.
however they call
whatever it.
It
is this week.
Because they've changed it a few times on us. But when they were at that vineyard
yeah.
years ago in, I feel like, Arizona or something, and he went off and he's like, my bitch.
Oh,
what? Like,
yes.
That was the dark. So to like go off and talk to some realtor.
Realtor Giselle.
I think we have PTSD from Joe Giudice.
Anytime anyone on that show now walks with a phone away into the outside, it's like, oh shit.
Oh, they're having an affair.
Yep.
For sure.
Yep.
Now, here is a little tidbit that I am still confused by, and it's such a small thing that happened in the episode, but when they went to that restaurant and both the men's table and the women's table both ordered a steak to share for the team.
I am so glad you brought this up because I looked at my partner and I was like, is that a thing people do?
Is that a thing? I've never seen it. And it just seemed like it was like a plate of calamari to them. They were just like.
And a steak to
and
share.
And of course, a steak to share for the team. I was like, what? And both tables did it.
Without communicating. Just independently, both were like, and a steak to share for the table.
And a steak to share. I was like, what's happening?
How big is that steak? I mean, these tables were like 8 people full.
And who's cutting it for
who's
everybody?
Cutting it? And does the restaurant know? Like, oh, they're sharing the steak. Okay, so I'll put plate
this
in.
This is the share steak. Everybody get the share steak.
Did you ever spend time on the Jersey? I know you're from Florida, but did you ever spend time on the Jersey Shore or anything?
One time I went with an ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
And I did the most Jersey Shore thing ever, which is I had sex with him under a pier.
Hell yes.
And a police officer interrupted us and showed a flashlight in our faces.
Oh my God, Danielle, that's just, by the way, that's just like you trying to steal the glasses.
Yes.
It's just you trying to do a
it is.
Fun.
It's like I tried to do, yeah. tried to go outside the, like, be fun, Danielle.
Flashlights, right.
Flashlight, like in my, like I'm having sex
oh,
under
God,
a pier at like midnight on the Jersey Shore. And I'm sure there's 10,000
oh, there were
5,000 other
dozen.
People.
Yes, for sure.
Teresa Giudice was probably
oh, definitely.
Fucking everybody.
Definitely.
And I was, of course, little me, trying to do something fun, get out of my safety
sure.
zone.
Sure, nope.
Police, yes, officer light in the face, like, so embarrassed. Like, I'll never, like, that feeling of... fucking some dude on the sand.
Absolute humiliation, yeah.
Just so Jersey Shore humor. But that's the one time I've gone.
Yeah.
Did not end well.
Is
me.
Sex on the beach pre that? Pre you getting caught? Is it as uncomfortable?
Never done it before
oh,
or
that
since.
Was it. Okay.
That was
so
it.
You, that, yeah, that one and done. That was it.
One and because it didn't, it, you know, you do something like that and you have a police officer.
Right. No, yeah, that's you're right. Game over.
You see, that's enough
it.
Of that.
Yeah. But Steak to Share yeah. truly was iconic. That was
iconic.
I love when we learn a lesson from these shows. You know what I mean? Like when we learn something about the culture of these shows to where we're like, wait, what? That's a thing?
That's it. Both tables separately didn't have a conversation about
I
it.
Don't even know that what would happen if I went out table. To a restaurant in LA and said that. I think they would just
people
have a ton
like,
of questions.
As we yeah. did. It caught both of our
eyes. If someone is from New Jersey or just has ordered a steak to share, how does it come out? Is everyone plated with a little piece? Does someone cut it?
Who's the cutter? Who's the cutter? Do you ask the waiter to cut it for everybody? Is there a steak knife at the... There's only one steak knife because you couldn't... Because not everybody can get a steak knife for the steak to share and for the table.
It would be disgusting to keep passing around the steak and cutting it. I don't know why it would be gross, but it would be.
It would be. You just need one person's hands on that. You don't need everybody's hands on the steak.
Steak to share for both tables that were not seated together.
It was so
illuminating. And also just like, yeah, I truly felt like, you know how like there's like that thing. Have you ever heard that thing that is not true? But when you learn something, you get another wrinkle in your brain.
I've never heard that.
Someone told me that when I was a kid. It's absolute bullshit.
Do our brains have wrinkles? Are those little like wrinkles?
I guess that's what those are. They're just wrinkles. And like that's the one time that's the one time I was excited to get wrinkles. But
okay, Kim Cattrall.
Exactly. But I remember so and if I still believed that, then I would have formed a wrinkle yesterday.
Wow. A steak-sized wrinkle in our brains.
Absolutely. Of a steak to share.
Now, this episode of Jersey wasn't much. Any other thoughts on Jersey as a whole?
I was impressed with Melissa and Joe's beach house. I thought it was really pretty nice.
I'm impressed that anyone has that. Me they too. Have two houses. And I've said this on the podcast before. Like, all of these people have two houses.
Yep, I know.
It's just so like, where's their money coming from? I can't get my head.
Trying to think of other. Well, what do you think about Jen on this show?
I love Jen too.
I do too.
Hate her, and I love her. Casey said like 2 weeks ago that she was attracted to her husband, and I was like, "What are you talking about?"
Yeah, I don't know about that.
But now I am. Really? The fact that he puts on her shoes every time she gets
that
on
is
shoes,
pretty. That is pretty cool.
She's like, "Honey, tie my shoes for me." Like, he's always like down on the ground putting her shoes.
I
on,
also
I
love the way, and this was a tiny moment in this episode, but I think it's been in others. The way he handles his food with a fork is really wild.
It's never seen
wild.
It.
It really, there's something about the grip of it that's really sort of like a little bit caveman style to where like
really?
You can see, you know what? I can get a peek of his appeal sexually.
Interesting. Yeah. I've just started to come around to it because I had nothing for him before. But lately, I'm sort of into him. I don't know.
Who's the hottest guy on the show, do you think?
Oh, Joe Gorga. Yeah. I mean, oh no, Seth.
Yes,
Seth.
Sure.
Do you think Seth is cheating on Jackie? Do you think these rumors are totally made
up? Well, I don't think it's happening at the gym. You know what I mean? I think that's...
such a weird detail.
I just... When she said, like, at the beginning of the season...
Goes to the gym.
He does stuff at the gym. He's doing stuff at the gym. I thought she meant, like, steroids or something. But I was just like, what do you mean he's going to the gym and cheating on her at the gym?
I know. It's so strange. Like, he's not at the Bally.
Yeah, exactly. Or, how like, is that facilitated?
24-hour fitness. Right.
Like, hooking up. Where?
Gross.
Yeah, I don't know that I believe it. I mean, listen, I do believe it. You know, like, just because I believe that about everybody.
Especially on these shows.
Especially on these shows. But I don't think it's... I think Teresa full-blown... like grabbed that out of nowhere.
Oh yeah. Do you think, here was a moment when they're like, what advice do you guys have for Teresa dating advice? And they're like, look for red flags.
Yeah.
Was Dolores look for red flags. And then Teresa, but, and then if, I don't know if you heard, but Teresa's newest boyfriend just got sued or was in trouble with the law for having, for getting an anger management situation where like there was like a traffic situation, somebody cut him off or something, and he got out of his car and like hit the window of that person. I'm laughing because it's just like, Teresa, like talk about someone with a bad picker.
No,
like, talk about someone who will never learn her lessons from the past.
That's what's so crazy. I think what's so also fascinating about her is exactly that. She is someone who has not grown at all. Mm-hmm. She's learned nothing in the past decade. She takes accountability for zero of that. So I think when you're like that, like how can you have a good picker all of a sudden?
No, she's going to pick terrible men.
Yeah, forever.
They're all going to be like just the pool guy, the guy, everyone that she will date or has dated will have some sort of arrest warrant. And not that like that's, again, people get arrested all the time for things they didn't even do or mistakes they've made in their past. I don't, you know, hold anything back for things that have happened in people's past, but I just don't trust that she's going to be like, you know, pick a good guy.
No. This is like one of the few times I would say to someone, I'm not a religious person. This is one of the few times I would say to someone, like, maybe someone in your church knows somebody. Which, like, that is advice I have never given. Never. And would also run away from if someone gave it to me.
Oh, and I would never step foot in a church. Right. Like, it's not. But yeah, I think that's a good
start there.
Yeah. Start there. Start there. Not in your own backyard with, like, the pool guy that you went to high school.
No.
Like, I just don't trust that that's going
to. Don't try to get it back.
No. No.
But I do, like I said, I do like this season. I really like Jen. I've never really liked Jackie, but she's always right most of the time. So.
Yeah, I love Dolores. I love Marge. Like, I'm just liking hanging out with
me too. I have to say, and maybe as you said at the beginning, that is a quarantine aspect of this where I don't need them to be doing all of that. Like, this is sort of nice to just be chilling with them a little, and the fights seem like the stuff with Melissa and Joe seems so authentic and relatable. And I don't know, it just all seems sort of like you said, like you're kind of hanging.
Yeah, and I'm okay
Me
with
too.
That, which is shocking because I've never felt that about like Beverly Hills or anything. But maybe like if I'm just like I don't like the people in Beverly Hills enough to just hang with
them. No.
But for some reason, Jersey, I'm just like I'm just hanging with the girls.
Me too.
At the shore.
Me too. Because they're just like I don't know. I think Margaret's the best example of it, of just sort of, they're just talking nonstop, and it's great. It's the same thing with New York. They don't really have to be doing much.
No.
Or Atlanta. They don't really have
Atlanta,
to be doing much.
Atlanta.
Yes, exactly.
Should we take a break and then come back and do Atlanta?
Let's do it.
And we're back with Atlanta. Now, I haven't spoken to you since Bolo. So do you have any just like thoughts on the season as a whole?
Sure. I thought Candy handled that entire Bolo night really well.
Beautiful.
I thought she was flawless. And this is actually my favorite. I mean, it's impossible not to like Candy. Like, you like Candy always, but I really love her.
But sometimes she has been accused by those of us on this show, maybe even me, of being boring.
Yes.
But she is there for a reason.
She's like the moral compass of the show. And she's also someone, I think, because of her sort of career and all this, that she sort of commands respect.
Yeah, well, she's the only housewife in any of these who really, like, has super talent and super career.
Exactly.
So, like, we respect her no matter what.
I do also really like most of the friends. I really like Toya, actually.
Oh, I love
Me
Toya.
Too.
Uh-huh. And Drew.
I love Drew. See, to me, Drew is sort of doing what Cynthia does, but I think better.
Drew is funny, too.
Yeah.
Like, Drew can clap back in a way where, like, she just, like, when she gave that picture to Toya and was like, you're obsessed with, like, she just,
Drew's got the
I'm
stuff.
Loving. Yeah.
She's like, I mean, I always think back to when someone pops, how they pop. Like, last season when Eva and Marlo had that crazy fight on the bus for like 45 minutes.
Oh, that was two seasons ago.
Yes, yeah.
In like Japan.
So
yes.
I think Drew has that in her, obviously. And I think she's just a baseline fun person to watch and someone like, I don't know, like a girl's girl and like a guy's girl. Like, you can just hang with her and you like what she's doing. All that said, I don't think Cynthia should be off the show or anything. I really appreciate her.
Yeah. I wonder if this is Cynthia's last season, though.
It might be. I mean, this is the most grounded the show has ever felt. Somehow.
Do you think it's because of COVID?
Maybe. Even with Bolo, which, by the way, this is the first time I've ever watched this show. That episode was the first time I ever watched any of the Housewives and like made sure my blinds and windows were closed when I watched it, because I was like, if someone walks by to this scene, like I will be so shocked. And like, you know, right across from me is like a family with little kids or what. And I was just like, I just don't. This was the first time I was like, shut the windows, close the blinds. Like, I am in the dungeon. Like, this is, we all went in the dungeon and enjoyed our time.
We're in our dungeon.
I do think Kenya is sort of driving me crazy this season. She's just not my fave, but
we all love Kenya, but this whole who slept with who thing, like, we all want her to drop
it.
We all, the audience, everybody there, like, we just wanted a a weekend of fun.
Totally.
And Kenya is bothering us all by rehashing it. And we know Portia fucked Bolo. Yeah,
who cares?
I'm glad.
I thought Candy hit it on the head when Marlo and Kenya were talking about did she do it? Did Portia do it? What? Da 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 da. And Candy was like, you all are acting like she's like your girlfriend. That you're in a relationship with her and that she somehow transgressed you. Like, who cares?
And everybody else feels that way except for Kenya and also Marlo, who's trying to, I think, get a story out of this. But I love Marlo.
I do too.
I've always said she deserved a peach. But this is like, I feel her trying to get a storyline, mm-hmm. and it's not the storyline I want.
No.
Like, no, I don't think any of us want it. We wanted a night of fun. Like, you know what it reminds me of? In New York, when the pirate fucked Sonia in the butt.
Right.
And also fucked Luke. Did he fuck both of them? But
I hope he cleaned himself in between those things. Because one could really lead to, right.
The sequence of events. But I think two people. But do you remember? And then Lou was like, don't. And then Heather was being annoying about it. Like, did you leave this pirate here? And like, and she's like, duh.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
Not really. Yeah.
Well, not really.
Coming out like just truly like Mick Jagger with the glasses into this. And just like, I don't know. Yeah, she's the best.
I don't know. Don't be all uncool. And Heather was like, oh my God. And everyone was so annoyed. But then they dropped it.
They did.
And so that's what I want Kenya to, because it's like we loved. And the only difference was Luann did have a boyfriend. She was with Jacques at the time. And so it was a little more.
And she made and that she column like, was like, je suis un peu. Yeah.
I love how these are like our memories. They happen to us.
No.
Like we're talking about. Remember when that time when we were all.
It does feel like that. Like, oh my God, remember when Sonia, as if she's my friend.
Yes, exactly. And then Lou came out. It's like, no, these are not our memories. These are TV shows.
Totally. I do have to say, I do like the only thing I really like about Kenya and Portia fighting is I love when they actually fight and are not ignoring each other, because they talk at the same time and over each other. So it's so fun.
And they're both funny and they're both really funny and go for it. Like, so it's, and I just love Portia though. So I don't want her to be shamed. And I'm so proud of like who she's become.
Talk about
and
growing. Yeah.
Talk about housewife growth. And also just like, she deserves to have fun. She's been through hell this year with the birth of her child and then like the breakup of her relationship. Mm-hmm. Like let her have a fucking weekend of fun and let's not shame her.
But that whole thing when Portia was like, don't put my name in your mouth. Keep my name out of your mouth. She was like, Portia, Portia, Portia. And then it became, then they just started being like, bitch, bitch, bitch. It's just, it gets so childish with them in the most fun way. Like I would love to see, I feel like those two will absolutely be in some situation 60 years from now where they are living together.
Oh, I would love to see it. Love to see it. Happy to see it. It is a little tough during this episode because we're in COVID and we're also in a hurricane.
Yes.
And then the lights go out and then they can't get into the hotel room because the electricity.
And Marlo's like not getting up. Marlo's staying right put. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, so that's, and then Portia left New Orleans because.
Yep.
Because she's smart and she's like, I'm getting out of the storm, the path of the storm.
Right. Of every storm. Yeah.
Of every storm. So it wasn't like an action-packed episode, but it was still.
But it was revealing in the way that I think like only a true vet of this show, only a true veteran of these franchises can walk away.
Oh, yeah.
And it be totally acceptable. Like a newbie can't really do that.
Oh, No. Like, remember when Tiffany left early in Dallas? Everybody, and she was in the right. Like, she was crying. Everyone was being terrible to her. She had to deal with Brandy's bullshit, racist shit. And like, and she walked away and they were still like, okay, you had every right to walk away, but you shouldn't have walked away.
I remember also, I was on your show. This was it was Tinsley's first season, I remember. Uh-huh. And she went upstairs at Bluestone Manor and like took Advil and went to bed before the night of absolute insanity. And I remember the three of us were like, so that's a one and done for Tinsley. Like you can't walk away.
You don't walk away. Yeah. You cannot walk away.
Exactly.
Speaking of Tinsley, will Tinsley be back now that her that guy has been bad news?
I mean, Dale had it pegged. Dale actually didn't have it pegged. Dorinda
Dale
had it
like,
pegged.
Marry my daughter. marry my daughter. Give me a grandchild. Dale was like, just anyone marry my daughter.
Southern Gothic, cat on a hot tin roof, Big Mama vibes.
Just please
marry my daughter.
Marry my daughter. God, please take her me away from all this.
So
take her
to Chicago. I feel like the ladies were the ones on that who really like...
Of course, terrible and mean about it. Like the way that they're like, ugh, like Sonia was so mean to Tinsley.
I will say also about Marlo. I love how when she exited the wrong way out of the Big Frida fight or the dinner and then came back in and still stayed mad. Like, I feel like that's when you break and you're like, oh my gosh, I went the wrong way. I'm a fucking idiot. Yes, I'll sit down. But like, she truly was like, I went the wrong way. And you know what else? And you're just like, geez.
That's confidence. That's the confidence you and I don't have.
It's true.
You know, like, that's why I can't have sex under a pier and not get caught.
No, you and I would have walked in the hallway she first went down and stayed there for the night.
Oh, the rest of the show. I would still be there now.
Completely. I would be so embarrassed to show my face again. I would just be standing in that corner.
I'd be like, okay, well, I live here now. Like, I live in this hallway and I'll never come out because I cannot face the shame and the embarrassment of it. No, I could not have. I felt bad that, you know, they were embarrassing Drew in front of Big Frida.
Yes.
Who I love.
But
I will say that I want people, I love a cooking lesson.
I don't.
But.
I don't want to go anywhere and have to cook the meal. And I know that sounds very bougie and stupid, and it's not. But that way for me, but, obviously. But
because it is, it's like I'm on vacation and I want to be cooked for.
Exactly. And also, I just know the food's going to be better if someone else makes it.
A professional.
Exactly.
But I did enjoy my time with Big Frida.
Always. A genius. I also enjoyed on this episode seeing the Biden win again.
I loved experiencing that and experiencing that with these ladies.
Me too.
These ladies have worked hard and fought hard. And
in that state. You know,
yes,
like
Georgia, and it was Georgia basically helped secure the win. And so for it to happen with these women in Atlanta, I loved seeing it through their eyes.
Too.
I got to celebrate all over again. And I cried again.
I know.
I cried again.
And I loved Portia's idea of the Georgia flip flops. I genuinely did. Even though it's really just a pair of flip flops, I guess, but I loved it.
It doesn't matter. We're thinking big picture. We're not thinking details.
No.
We're thinking big picture.
I heard Georgia flip-flops and I was in.
I was like, where do I buy them? I'm online. Have you seen Portia's sheets? I'm interested in getting a pair of Portia's sheets.
I am fine experimenting with a sheet. That seems pretty low risk. And and also my threshold for what I appreciate in a sheet is pretty low. So, you know what I mean?
I feel like I would like some of, because Portia's, if we remember, she's had a few products. She had that stuff, the dump.
I don't remember that. Which one was that?
It was a cleanse.
Oh, okay. called the dump. Terrific. Everyone's dream for getting clean is something called the dump. Aspirational.
But I like, because it is what it says it is.
Right. True. I mean, you don't. It's true.
I'm like, no muss, no fuss, no frills, no chills. Mm-hmm. Just, you're going to drink this shit and take a big dump.
Just the dump. The dump. It's truly, honestly, it sounds, I would not love to be caught drinking the dump.
Or I don't want to be caught ordering the dump, but if the dump arrived.
Yeah. Can I get the dump, and then do you have a bathroom that's free in like 10 minutes? Yeah.
I know this is a Trader Joe's.
Right. I'm about to destroy this place.
Can I use your bathroom? I just had some of the dump.
How was your day? It was good. I drank my the dump. It was just a beauty. And then, of course, the rest of the day was flawless because I was empty.
You look amazing. You look amazing. Thanks, I'm on the dump.
Oh, I just had the dump. It was so, it just,
dump.
Everything I needed.
Guys, Hollywood's talking about the dump.
Hollywood's buzzing.
Mario Lopez has been doing the
He's
dump.
Been doing and the dump. Dish Nation, sponsored by the dump. By the way, Mario Lopez is absolutely doing the dump.
Absolutely doing the dump. Doing the
yes.
dump. Oh,
every day he's
dumping.
Still doing it. Yep.
Every day he's dumping. Mm-hmm. I believe that to be true. But I would go for her sheets. She's been selling them online, and I'm very interested
I would do that.
In her sheets. Yeah.
I would do that for sure. Oh, I did have another question. Do people use an iron the way Kenya did on her shirt? Is that what people, is that the way you're supposed to steam it? Because I know there's a steamer on the end of an iron. I've just never seen anyone do that, do it that way. Was that the right, like, it kind of blew my mind in a way of like, oh, is that what that's for?
You know, that's too much work for me.
Yeah, me too.
Personally, me too. Like, I'm, but I do believe it. But again, I'm never going to take that extra step. I would sooner go out wrinkled.
Yeah, and I do.
Or just not buy a shirt that needs any sort of treatment.
Absolutely. I want my shirts full of any sort of toxic wrinkle resistance
the jump. Yes, from the jump. Whereas, like, I think Kenya takes a little more time. Spends a little more effort.
A little more pride,
like,
in her appearance than me.
Yes, exactly. But maybe spends a little more money than I do at, say, H&M. Yep. You know what I mean? Like, she's working with finer fabrics.
And, of course, I do always appreciate when Portia talks, like, you know, when she was fighting with Kenya, I do love that he got me wide open, as wide as this table. I do always appreciate those moments,
Me too. And I wish she could tell us, because I would like to know details.
Me too. I actually would. You know, like, and not in a shamey way, just in a genuinely curious.
Genuinely, I want to be her girlfriend, and I want to sit down with her and be like, tell me how he destroyed your vagina with that big old dick.
I mean, it seems
dick.
Very, it just sounds really something that is very painful. But if I guess if it,
it sounds
the pleasure and pain
traumatic,
right on the
traumatic,
line. Yeah.
Yes. Right. It does sound, you know, it did sound
traumatic. Is the word. That's right.
But from trauma, we can still find joy.
Listen, absolutely. I mean, there's no better feeling than being down in the dump and then rising like a phoenix after. So, yeah.
Yeah. So I would just like to know how it went.
Me too. How long everything took.
To ease on down
exactly.
the road.
Well said.
Into your...
That's right.
Because that's a lot to take in, literally.
Yeah. I can't... I mean, I just truly can't even imagine.
It's a lot. I don't know that I have the capacity, but I want to know.
Me too.
I just want to know.
Did you see what Candy's wearing to the reunion?
Yes.
I love it. Full mistress.
Done. I love her.
I do too.
So much.
I love her more and she's more. Tall. It took a while. I mean, I've always, like I said, I've always liked her, but now I really am like all in on her.
Oh, I love her. Yeah. She's the best. Should we take a break and then come back with Dallas?
Yeah, let's do it.
We're back with Dallas. Now, I know Dallas isn't one of your favorites, and I go season to season. It just depends. Like, there are some stalwarts which are New York, Atlanta, Potomac has become a stalwart. Like, just, you can always count on them.
Yes. I would say those are the three most reliable. Yeah.
It used to be Beverly Hills, but ever since the last few seasons, Beverly Hills hit us. But I think, according to Andy, we're going to have a great season, and Erica tells
I'm
all
so excited for that.
Again. But where are you with Dallas? Thoughts on everybody, everything?
I mean, it's just sort of I was talking to my friend Caroline about this, but it is definitely, I don't know that we've seen them sober yet, really, in this entire season.
No.
Which is maybe fine.
Which is probably where we want them.
Probably where we want them. I mean, Brandy has officially made most of the season very awkward, I think.
Yes.
And I wish, I really like Tiffany. I really do.
Me too.
I think she's great. And I think she's a really fun addition. And that, I mean, that umbrella hat for me was, by the way.
And then she had a bigger one.
The umbrella hats, like, I should say. And the second one was even, it was full, like My Fair Lady. It was even better. I loved the second one.
It was huge. It was a full size umbrella she wore as a
I hat. Loved Let's it. Just, it was a full size. You're right. I loved it.
It was like an umbrella that you get at a hotel.
Yep.
That they're like, in a huge rainstorm, you can use this. And it was a full size umbrella on her head.
Someone who I think has grown on this show, and I don't know if they've grown or if I just like them now, is Cameron, I think, has taken it down a couple notches.
I don't think she's grown per se. I think she's just gotten more comfortable in her skin, if you will.
Yes. She's not doing the like Countess Luann thing of like the first couple seasons of Luann. Like she seems like down a little bit more and like settled. And
she's loosening up a little, but I don't think she's grown as a human being. I think she's probably still terrible.
Yes,
But I do think she's grown as a performer.
Yes, I agree.
If you know what I
like
mean.
I would like say she's actually one of my favorites.
She's fun to watch.
I do think the last couple of seasons of this have just been sort of fascinating, interesting, and also hard to watch just with the sort of racism of it all in a way that I'm you know, I think it's good that they're dealing with it throughout the season. I think that,
But we're, as listeners and as human beings, reconciling with our racism.
Definitely.
And these women, like, it's not as fun to watch people have fun when you think, okay, well, they have a lot of racist qualities or are racist,
right,
as I think on some level we all are, and not dealing with it and not being accountable for it.
And I have to say, the way to go about dealing with it, that you've done something, is not to talk about, even though I'm so sorry that she was having those suicidal thoughts, of course, but it's really not to talk about yourself. And I think that's really been Brandy's like big mistake, is like, I think she is sorry. You know what I mean? Like, I think she wishes she hadn't done it.
But what we are learning about racism, which again, we all are racist.
Yes.
We have these things in us and we have learned racism and we are. But what we are also learning is that when you find out that you have done something racist, is to not make it about yourself.
Right.
Make it about the people that you've hurt and what you can
exactly
do, hopefully. And we're still learning, and Brandy's still learning, and I'm still learning, you're still learning, we're all still learning. But the one thing is, it's not about you. And Brandy has made this completely about herself.
It really, and especially just, I mean, even with it really... It's sort of a more low key version of the Sharon Osbourne, like, teach me, tell me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I think that's what's been.
Well, it's like the fact that she's uncomfortable. It's like, well, deal with your uncomfortability,
with
but that's not Tiffany's problem. Yeah, and it's not Tiffany's problem. And even your stuff with Deandra, she was upset that she had said those things. Like, to be like, I'm upset, but okay, she can still be upset with Deandra because it's like, I wanted to deal with this. I wanted it to be mine to talk about it. It's not yours to talk about. But at the same time, like, I did do this thing, and this is a way of learning and growing from it. Like, she still, it's not, it became all about how Deandra hurt her, I think. And it's like, it's still not about how Deandra hurt you. It is about you learning to some anti-racist behavior and to be.
And also, it's also seemed to be about with Brandy, like, I want to be the one to talk to the press about this first, you know, which was also just like a weird sort of, I don't know. It was just sort of like,
No.
Oh my God. What was that? That truly sounded like a UFO coming to land in your place.
Someone was calling in on, and a friend of mine was calling, and I just tried to stop it, but I tried too many times and it started to call 911.
Oh my God.
If the police arrive, I'm so scared.
Sure.
I hope they don't arrive. Please don't arrive. Please.
They'll probably call you back first if they were going to.
I would hope so. We again, shining a light in my face because they think I'm having sex under her bridge.
Exactly. The police are calling.
That was actually the sex police.
It was the Jersey Shore. Exactly. They're like, we haven't forgotten.
Okay. Sorry, everybody.
That really was, what a sound. That was quite a, I mean, it really threw me. I was like, she's going to vanish right now. Something. Someone is beaming her up.
I was like, and I couldn't. All right.
It was lovely.
Beautiful. But anyway, so yes, her saying like, I wanted to talk to the press. Well, it's not yours to talk to the press about. I mean, you did this thing.
And it's not about getting your own headline. It's sort of like, I don't think Deandra really did anything wrong in that scenario.
No, Deandra spoke, and then they took it as a clickbait, which they do. So Deandra learned a lesson too, which is like, okay.
You can't control the narrative. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, don't say anything that you don't want to be the headline or whatever. So, Deandra, but at the same time, that's not the bigger problem here.
Yep.
And we're all learning. We're all growing, except for Brandy, who is making it about herself.
And I think that that also is like when these, I mean, it's hard to think of a housewife who would handle it differently. I think, do you know what I mean?
Stephanie,
you're right.
Stephanie.
I think Stephanie. She would. I think she would. Mm-hmm. By the way, the seven wonders of the world, one of them being Canada. That was, I mean, not to mention one of them being Bigfoot, but one of them being Canada was truly just like, what are you
talking
about?
Canada is a wonder. God bless
Canada. I love Canada. But just
Canada.
It was just the idea of an entire country being a wonder of the world. It's like, but we're all here. I don't know.
Look at the seventh wonder of the world, Canada.
Honestly.
I don't think I could name the seven wonders. Could you?
No, I think like, no.
Taj Mahal?
Huh?
Is the Taj Mahal?
Taj Mahal, I think Machu Picchu, she said. I think
pyramids.
Petra, is that it? In Israel? Or Jordan? Jordan.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think maybe that's one. And I don't fucking know. Is the Grand Canyon one? I don't know.
And Canada.
And Canada. You're right. I really should not make fun of her. I can't name. You know what I'm going to do?
I can't name them, but I know it's not Canada.
I know it's not Canada, and I definitely know it's not Bigfoot.
Yes. He's a myth, a legend.
Yep.
And that would be like saying the Loch Ness Monster is a legend.
Yep.
Is a, not a legend, but a wonder of the world.
Okay, so there's something called the new seven wonders of the world.
What are
because
they?
Because some of the there's original new? Seven don't exist. So the Christ the Redeemer statue in Rio de Janeiro, that huge, okay. Yep.
Yes, I know that guy.
Machu Picchu.
Yes.
The Yucatan Peninsula, which I guess was where the bunch of the, you know, where the Mayan culture.
Yes.
I'm acting,
yes,
I'm yes, saying yes. Like, you know, like I know, I'm reading it. The Colosseum in Rome.
Okay.
The Taj Mahal.
Yeah. Yes.
Petra in Jordan.
Petra, you were right about Petra.
So those are the ones.
What about Easter Island? Is that a seventh wonder good. Of
the By the way, do you want to know this fact about Easter Island? I just learned you probably
yes,
know.
Yes, please.
Do you know their full bodies, not just heads, but the full bodies underground?
I did not know that.
Yeah. They're like enormous statues that are completely covered basically up to the head.
Wow, I did not know that.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
Only one of the original seven wonders still exists.
Which one?
They're not saying.
Why are they keeping this from us?
I know. Yeah, I think only one of these, the Colossus of Rhodes. I mean, you know what? Turn the page, everybody. I've never been to any of the seven wonders, have you?
I've never been to, not a one.
Not a one.
No, the Colosseum.
Oh, the Colosseum,
you're
right.
I've been to a new seven wonder.
I've been to one new seven wonder. Me too.
Yeah, one new. I've only been to one wonder, old school, new school. Just one wonder.
All in, one wonder.
One wonder. Anything else to say about, I'm just looking at my Dallas. Oh,
yeah.
Cam's husband crying when he gave her that house, when he was like,
it truly was like, it was watching like a baby New Year cry or
yes.
something. Like it was just such a, he looked like a little baby cartoon.
Like you thought. Casey's attracted to him.
Casey's attracted to him. Huh.
I have just nothing for him.
I am not either, I gotta say.
I got nothing for him. And when he started going like, the reason the house is no longer available.
Yeah.
I'm like, why are you getting choked up about this stupid fucking house, you rich motherfucker?
This isn't like Marley.
I'm being a bit classist in the sense that like against rich people, but rich people have feelings too. But just the way he's like, that I got to give you. It's like, you come from money.
Yeah.
Like, you can buy anything and everything. Like, why is this some big fucking deal?
Also, this house was not like a home that was so special to you guys. I mean, this was literally like a $7.5 million Barbie dream house. Like, it was.
Yes.
It was sort of.
And you already were living in your dream house. So this might be a step up. But why are we. Like, it's not. It just felt like such a non-moment to
it
me
really
personally
did.
That when he was like like holding back tears, I don't know.
What did you think about Carrie and the hunter?
I thought she was a piece of shit. Look,
yeah,
again,
same page with you. Not into it.
Not it, because it, again, you eat meat, so fuck
yes,
off.
Right.
I eat meat too, so who am I to say
same,
anything?
Totally.
And this is a guy, he's here to do this job.
Yeah.
Like, then sit out. Sit out if you're so against it.
Yep.
But to be so drunk and mean to this man who
mean.
Is doing his job, living his life.
Yeah.
I felt bad for him. You looked like a rich asshole.
Yep.
A snotty asshole.
Yep.
And I felt like it felt so mean and I felt bad for him. And Stephanie was right. Like,
yeah. Talking about like his dick size, and like,
just like
it was pretty.
He's
nasty.
There to do his fucking job.
I know
that's his
he
goddamn
was, like, hired
job.
To come and do this.
Yeah,
and also, yeah, of course, I'm anti-hunting in every way. However, I do also eat meat, so it is sort of that thing that's I don't know. It's a hard,
and I bet that guy who hunts and uses the fucking meat.
They said
and
as
eats
much.
It.
He said he eats everything he hunts, which is
so
really.
So who are you? Well, I bet you waste a lot more fucking meat than he does.
Definitely.
So
how many hot dogs were thrown away on that trip? Like, seriously.
So many. You were just throwing hot dogs willy-nilly.
Exactly.
I bet he would have eaten all of them hot dogs.
He absolutely would have. You would have loved it. I thought she was an asshole too, for sure.
Yeah. I thought that was a shitty moment, but she's kind of shitty.
She kind of is.
Like, she's never not forcing people to drink.
That's
she's
true.
She's never, like, when she's like, I brought Jell-O shots, I'm like, that's such a bummer to me. If someone said as their gift to me they would bring Jell-O shots, I'd be like, you need to go. Like, I don't know.
I would immediately just start thinking, like, I will have a splitting headache in 30 minutes. Like,
I know.
And with tequila. And, like, also, I love when she told her daughter, who's 20, she was like, you've never done them? Weird. She's like, that's crazy. You've never done this?
She's still living her life as if it's like 1995. Yep. And she's at some club getting wasted on Jell-O shots. And
putting,
like,
on the Uggs 1.0, just like doing
just
it.
Like, no, Carrie. I don't know. I want to like her, but I just...
She makes it hard.
She makes it hard. Deandra? Deandra.
She's wearing on me.
Yeah.
She's wearing on me. I just the righteousness and...
Well, the way she's like, I'm proud of myself because I didn't throw a tantrum. And it's like, you did throw a tantrum.
You literally
did. You backed down. She's like, well, then nobody can like me. Well, then you guys can just fuck off. I'm just being bullied. And then she did come around, but you did throw the tantrum. You did act like a little pissy baby when they confronted you.
And also, not throwing a tantrum as an adult is like not something to be proud of. Do you know what I mean? Like, it should just be... a given that you're not going to act like a fucking baby.
But she's proud of herself.
Like, yeah. I'm so proud I didn't throw a tantrum. But you did. And you made it really awkward. And also, like, Carrie was right in that moment to be like, you're going to fucking ruin this trip. Like, just like, don't do it.
And, like, she came back to us, but, like, not before throwing a goddamn tantrum.
I will say my favorite line of the episode was when Carrie looks at Deandra and she goes, I'm sorry I made fun of your eggs. That was
okay. Like, she finally apologizes.
Yeah.
Apologizes for some of the best. She did come in. She's like, those eggs look like shit.
Shit. Oh, they looked it. Oh, do you want some? No, they look absolutely disgusting. Like, she was really severe.
It's so mean. It was so mean. It's like, they look like eggs. Like,
yeah.
They just look like.
How can eggs look disgusting if they're like, I mean, they either look disgusting to you or they don't. All of them, you know,
they're just eggs. You can't.
Eggs.
There's no. They're not a la franchise.
No.
But they're just eggs, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Eat the fucking eggs, man.
Anything else you want to say about any of the housewives? In general,
I'm very excited for New York.
Yeah.
I guess Potomac's not for a while again, right?
Yeah, we haven't heard much. Like, we're getting the rumblings of Beverly Hills in New York, but we're not hearing much from Potomac, so it's going to be a minute.
Be a while.
Yeah.
You know, I'll say this. I there are people I do miss on Atlanta. I miss the first few seasons of Nene. I think it was wearing thin. But if she could get out of her own way, I think she's still an MVP of that show.
I do miss her. I do miss her. She,
me too.
Her presence, her lack of presence is felt.
So, definitely.
I don't know that she'll ever come back. I wonder if she just...
I think she's got, like, too much pride to do it again or anything. Mm-hmm. But even though it's like, but, like, this is, I mean, you're so good at it, but...
Yeah, I know. But she also needs friends on the show. When Nene is alienated from too many people, it's not fun.
That's true. Because she would have ruined the dungeon night. No doubt about it.
Oh, for sure. She would have
shut it down as much as possible.
Yes,
yeah.
And she wouldn't have played. She wouldn't have maybe been fun in the dungeon night.
Yeah.
And we needed that night. But
totally.
I do miss Nene.
But otherwise, I'm you know, as devoted as ever and as I am to your show. I love you so much, and I can't thank you enough for having me back.
I love you so much, and I miss you, and I can't wait
me
to put
too.
My arms
I know.
Around your ever-loving body
me too.
And see you.
And just do it. Just stare at each other for like an hour.
And hold each other's faces in our hands.
And don't, we can't
hands.
Blink.
No, and we can't speak, and we just hold each other.
We just hold each other.
Hold each other in your face, your cheeks, and my hands.
That's right. That's feel. All I want. Just like we used to.
Always. How we did every time we saw each other.
Exactly.
I just want to plug, you have 3 podcasts and they're all so funny and you're so good on them.
Thank you. Oh yeah, Ask Grana, I should say, we're having a live show for the Oscars April 18th, where we're having like some critics from Variety. We're playing games. It's going to be very interactive.
I want to, because I feel like I usually go to an Oscar party every year, and this is my first time I haven't been to one. Yeah. And this is going to be my Oscar party. I'm coming.
So we're doing this. It's like the day, I think it's, I don't remember. It's Sunday, April 18th. And so okay. It's like a preview of the Oscars. And you can go to askronalive.com for tickets. And obviously, Danielle, I will send you a ticket. But
no, I'm
if
paying.
If you'd like to go, you are
like
absolutely
all
not
the
paying.
Rest
you're
of the
absolutely
people.
Not paying. But anyone who wants to see the show, yeah, it's a, and it's like what you all do. I mean, it doesn't feel like a Zoom thing. It feels like a show.
Yeah.
So you should
They're
come.
So fun. They're so yeah. fun. Thank you. I will, honestly, I'm going to do that because I love your show and I love the Oscars, and this feels like the perfect fit. And everybody knows Rana has been, everyone thought that Rana was my aunt. We introduced her as my aunt, you know,
well,
as
she
like
sort
a character,
of is everybody's,
but she
but
is,
yes.
But honestly, I don't even think of her as a character. She is a person.
She's a person.
Flesh and blood.
Full flesh person. And blood.
I also wanted to plug again. I know Casey did it herself at the beginning of the show, but Casey is releasing a book. She wrote
I'm
a book
so
of
excited.
Essays. Guys, it is so fucking funny. I've read it.
And we can pre-order it now?
Yes, pre-order it now. Okay. Go to any of your favorite booksellers. And also, if you buy a book and show proof of the receipt, you can come to our live bitch sesh, Casey Wilson. It'll be a regular bitch sesh live show with our special guest, June Diane Raphael and Casey.
OG.
And it'll be like a book celebration party, but we'll still obviously talk Housewives. It'll be a regular show, but with some special book stuff. But it is April 29th at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern. We'll have all the details for you for you to order tickets, but it's going to be a live bitch sesh show on April 29th to celebrate Casey's book. And all you need, you can get tickets, but you also, instead of buying a ticket, you just show purchase of Casey's book. So
fabulous.
That's going to be so fun. And guys, this book, I laughed. I cried again.
I'm ordering it right when we get
it
off.
It is so fucking good. She's such a good writer. It's so beautiful and funny. And she talks a lot about our podcast and the Housewives, too, which have been such a huge force in her life and all of our lives. So so don't forget to get your ticks for that and buy your book for that. And we'll be getting you guys information about that. But Brian Safi, I adore you. Thank you so much for coming on. I know
My
our
pleasure.
Listeners love you, too. And thank you. And next time I see you, we're going to order a steak for the table.
We're just going to be one steak to share.
One steak to share for 10 people.
For 10
and,
people.
And I can't.
And that's when we know we're back in business.
That's when we know we are back at it.
That's right.
I adore you.
I adore
you,
too. Thank you.
Bye.